Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Chris Motz, husband and father from the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Hi, everybody. I just want to share a little bit about something I've been thinking about, but more so than just thinking about, like living a little bit. And it's these two themes of poverty and responsibility, or maybe put another way, like being exhausted in doing one's duties. So I'm a married man, married 10 years this year, four small children, ages 1, 4, 6, and 8. I have a job in which sometimes it can feel like there's more work to be done than there are hours in the day. And I live in an old house that's in constant, in various states of disrepair. You know, the first year of marriage, I was in a small group, and there was another man who was maybe 10 or so years older than me, who had, I think, 5 or 6 kids at the time. And I remember him saying, he was just like tired, and he said, "Nothing is mine." He was talking about his life, like, you know, my time, none of my time is mine. Like I'm just sort of constantly living out a responsibility for others, which is the vocation of an adult, a vocation of a father, a husband. But I've been coming to know a bit more acutely with a growing family, small children of my own, like what that experience is of just being like tired. You know, little kids are, they're a lot of work. It's a lot of joy in it. It's a lot of work too. So I was kind of just reflecting on, Lord, you know, what do you have for me in my poverty, my exhaustion, my tiredness? And this widow in Elijah, the story of this widow who had very little flour and oil left came to mind. It's in 1 Kings 17. And Elijah, the Lord tells Elijah to go to her. She'll feed him. So he goes to the city. He sees her. He says, "Bring me a cup of water." She goes to fetch it. And he calls after her. He says, "Bring me a scrap of bread too, please." And here's what she says back to him. She says, "As Yahweh your God lives," she replied, "I have no baked bread, but only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm just gathering a stick or two to go and prepare this for myself and my son to eat, and then we shall die." Do you ever feel like this? I know I do sometimes, where it's like I'm running on empty. There's not much left in the jar. What do we do there? Here's what Elijah says back to her. He says, "Do not be afraid." Oh, don't be afraid. "Go and do as you have said, but first make a little scone of it for me. Bring it to me, and then make some for yourself and for your son. For Yahweh, God of Israel, says this, 'Jar of meal shall not be spent, jug of oil shall not be emptied, before the day when Yahweh sends rain on the face of the earth.'" This is so, so good. Okay, we're running on empty. What do? Don't be afraid. Keep giving it and trust in the word of the Lord. He says, I'm gonna provide for you. In fact, he does. Here's how it goes on. The woman went and did as Elijah told her. They ate the food, she, himself, and her son. The jar of meal was not spent, nor the jug of oil emptied, just as Yahweh had foretold through Elijah. There's still some gas in the tank. You know, we can get so afraid. I can, at least, like when it's pretty clear, there's not a whole lot of gas left in the tank. For me, I just the Lord is calling me to not be afraid in this experience, but to freely enter into it, give it to him. It gets better for this woman, though. Her son dies. She blames it on Elijah. She says, "What quarrel have you with me, man of God? Have you come here to bring my sins home to me and kill my son?" And Elijah's pretty distraught by this. He says, "Give me your son." He takes him up on the roof of the house, and he cries out to God. He says, "Yahweh, my God, by killing your son, do you mean to bring grief even to the widow who is looking after me?" This woman who wasn't afraid and gave it all, you know, she gave even to the last bit of flour, the last bit of food, scrap of food in her home. He stretched himself out on the child 3 times, cried out to Yahweh, "Yahweh, my God, may the soul of this child, I beg you, come into him." The life of the child did come back into him. He revived. Yahweh took the child, brought him down from the upper chamber, and gave him back to his mother. Here's what she says to Elijah then. Now I know that you are a man of God. The word of the Lord is in your mouth is truth. For me, this is just so good to hear that in my experience of exhaustion, of neediness, of poverty, of like this feeling like I'm running on empty and I've, you know, there's not a whole lot left, but to just like give that to the Lord and to call out those lies of fear, those lies of discouragement, those lies of even of sorrow, and to actually just joyfully seek to encounter those truths that the Lord presents each day, those truths that bring joy, joy in my children, joy in my marriage, and joy in my work. May God bless you. May you joyfully see his truth today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.